Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! That's true. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that want to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
I call you holy, your name is holy, you are so holy to me.
Somebody say,
I call you holy, your name is holy, holy you are, and the holy you be.
Come on, I want you to raise your voice all throughout this room.
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Holy you are.
Yes, God, we thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
we call you faithful.
Thank
we call you.
You
worthy, oh God. You're more than worthy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Move in the mighty way right now, Father God, on this side today, in this service, oh God. Touch your
hallelujah,
heart, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Yes. We
thank
call you.
You
worthy.
Yes, God.
We call you holy.
We bless your
name. We call you faithful.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
Yes, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah, excuse me this Sunday. My voice is really, really strained. But I thank God. I'm so grateful for all that God is doing, all that God has done.
My Lord.
And all that God is about to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, we welcome you. Welcome here to a Sunday service. We're so glad to be here with you. We see everyone is coming in right now. We already have quite a few people that already came to Sunday service. So welcome here to Sunday service.
Amen. Welcome.
Yes.
Everyone, welcome. I hope you all had a great weekend. We had a blast this month of last month of October. We thank God for the new month of November. Today is communion.
That's right.
So make sure you go ahead and grab your things for communion, you all. We will be taking communion here shortly. Again, we'd like to welcome you all. Just thank God for you, my husband. I thank God for my mother, everyone that's in Sunday service today. Excuse my voice, but we're going to work through this.
That's right.
If it's your first time here with us at Sunday service, the Gospel Public Ministries, Press One at this time, we want to personally welcome you.
Amen. Yes, we want to welcome you. I think we have Sister Jackson that's here. Mother Dillard is here. Who else is here?
There's several people that's here in service. Welcome you all.
Welcome.
Minister Rufford is here.
Minister
God bless
Rufford
you. Sister Connie Northern.
Sister Connie.
You know, just
welcome.
To name a few, you all, welcome, welcome, welcome,
welcome.
Sister Mackie, God bless you. Welcome.
Sister Mackie, welcome.
Yes, everyone that's here in service. Sister Dorita Jones, God bless
she's
you.
Here.
Welcome.
Amen.
She's got back in.
Sister Dorita.
She went out for a little bit, but she's back in. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Welcome.
Brother Lauren is here. God bless you, brother. He's here.
Yes, welcome
God bless everyone.
Service.
I think we have Sister Marlicia is here.
Marlicia is here, okay.
Yeah,
right.
If it's your first time here in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. Press one. We want to personally
welcome you to Sunday service.
Yes, we are the Gospel Public Ministries, so we want to welcome you. If you wasn't with us in October, you missed it. God did a mighty thing in the month of October, from October the 1st to October the 31st. We were in prayer for 31 days, midnight and midday, afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And if I tell you God did a new thing, if you missed it, you missed out. But we prayed for you.
That's right. And we're so filled. I mean, I'm so full. I'm so full. There were some days in between October the 1st and October 31st where I went all day without food and was still full. You know, God was just pouring into me, pouring into me. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted God to be able to pour to me. That was something that I prayed about. So God is still in the prayer answering business. So I thank everyone for being with us for those 31 days. And thank God. And thank God for my wife for leading that charge.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
Father
for
God.
Your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you for moving in a mighty way like never before, Lord God, in the month of October. And even right now, God, as we come trusting and believing in you for all things, Lord, we know that your God can do all things but fail. So, Lord, we come surrender right now, God, all that we are to all that you are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, withholding nothing, oh God. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down right now, God. Oh, Lord, to receive all that you have for us to receive. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now and pour into us mighty and great, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, and yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, you are our God. We exalt you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory right now because you're more than worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we exalt you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for you have worked wonders, transformed long ago, the perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song. You become our salvation. And we thank you. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15:2 and 3, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouths will speak the praise of you, Lord God. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalm 145 and 21. Praise be to your glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory, according to Psalm 72 and 19. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord lives. Praise to be our rock, O God. Exalt be, O God, our Savior. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 18 and 46.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets.
Yes.
The name of the Lord be praised according to Psalm 113:3 in Jesus' holy name.
Thank
oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah. We are thankful for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy and grace that's new to us, oh God. We are thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace. According to Hebrews 4:16, we are thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that cleanses us and heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us and justifies and makes all things do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that we're walking in our newness of today. In the name of Jesus Christ, whole and sanctified, free and delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises right now. We thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our lives. For you are the creator of all things good, and we thank you. Father God, we thank you for your presence right now.
Thank
for
you,
in your
Lord.
Presence, the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because in your presence, we are glad to be here today. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy in heaven in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper even as our soul prospers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, that your perfect love casteth out all fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace.
Thank you, Lord.
The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for our life in your presence.
Yes.
In it.
Thank
in
you, Lord.
Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Yes.
We come against every hindering spirit in service right now. And we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of confusion right now, doubt and disbelief. We come against every spirit of strife, of shame and slander, self-pity, bitterness, resentment, hypocrisy, indifference. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of irritation, jealousy, judgmental, laboring, complaining, murmuring, hallelujah, addictions and frustration. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of self-righteousness, uncleanness. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of division. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask right now,
thank
oh God.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We come against every spirit of fear right now. Every spirit of giving offense and taking offense. Every spirit of gossip and greed and guilt and hard-heartedness and heaviness and hate. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you search our hearts right now. In any error that you may find from the God, we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, count it as worthy, oh God, to do the work that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are kingdom builders in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're saved by the blood, delivered by the blood, healed by the blood, protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for keeping us all day on yesterday and even right now, God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch every heart right now. Touch every mind, oh God. Walk every household, Holy Spirit of the living God. Sit in every car. Hallelujah. Take the wheel on today.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree
the
God, Son, and the one over us right now. That we have to, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall come near us. Hallelujah. No sickness, disease, or plague.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, you all, we're going to have our, I believe we have script and our, we have song, Pastor. I'm sorry, I gave you the different list there. Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you all of this service today. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. At this time, you all, we're going to have scripture by our very own minister, Minister Kimberly Raffer. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Give it on to God, to the pastors, all the ministers that are joining us today. God, we're happy to be here today, and we're honored to be before you, God. And the scripture is going to be coming from James 1, verse 22.
Amen.
It's the King James Version. But be ye doers of the word.
You said James 1, verse 1 through 20. I'm sorry, minister, you said James 1, verse 1 through 22?
No, I'm just reading one scripture, James 1 and 22. That's the main one I want to pick on today. James 1 and verse 22.
Amen.
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. I must read it again for emphasis. But be ye doers of the word.
Hallelujah.
And not hearers only.
Hallelujah.
Yourselves. May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy and righteous word. Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the scripture. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back for our communion. So you all go ahead and grab all you need to take communion today. Today is First Sunday. So go ahead and grab all that you need right now. Amen.
Yes.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Like you. mean it. Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Yes, God.
So we're going to take communion elements. We'll take communion elements this afternoon. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made for us. And
yes,
we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. You know, it's the reason why we take communion elements in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has already done. He died for our sins. He went to hell for you and me. But he didn't stay right there.
Jesus.
He came back from the dead. He came back from the dead. And he was resurrected from the dead. And he ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. So that's why we take these communion elements, you know, in remembrance of what Jesus Christ had done for us. He didn't just die for your sins, but he died that you may not have to die for your sins, and he was resurrected so you can have life and have it in more abundance. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. This
thank
is the reason
you,
why his body was broken. This is the reason why his blood was shed, which represents anything that's broken in your life, that you are made whole. Any type of sickness or disease that tried to touch your body, so he had already became of sickness and disease for you. So you don't have to die from a sickness or a disease. You don't have to have these viruses and these things that's in your body and stay there that cause you to die or whatever it is. Or if it's anything, you know, if it's mental,
whatever it is, if you have oppression or depression, anger, strife, Jesus Christ have already paid the sacrifice for you. For Jesus Christ is that sacrifice. And we take communion elements in remembrance of what Jesus Christ have already done. So if you have your crackers or your cookies or whatever it is that you say and that represents his broken body, you know, prepare that and we'll get ready to have communion here in a second. My wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning, she asked me this morning, would I sing a song? And, you know, when she asked me to do something, you know, I'm a husband, so I have to go head on and just do what she asked me to do. For some reason, she liked my voice, so I'll try to sing on this song. And after song, we'll go ahead on and get into the, we'll take communion. All right.
Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Yes, Lord.
Way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows through the lowest valley.
My Lord, my
valley,
Lord.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your blood. Your blood that you shed for me. Your blood that you shed for each and one of you. Way back on Calvary, Father God, we thank you for your shed blood. Because of your shed blood, Father God, that's our atonement that covers us. And we thank you, Father God, for your blood that you shed for each and one of us.
Thank
now, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of your pastor, if it proceeds out of your mouth of your prophet, Father God, it is your word and it is not our word. We thank you, Father God, that we can come into communion with you at this time. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to, and we ask you, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for our sins, for our transgressions, for our iniquities, for our trespasses, for it covers each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanses us each from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that Jesus, you took our sins. You took our transgressions, you took our iniquities, you took our trespasses to the cross with you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread, you broke this bread. This bread was broken for our sins and for our transgressions and for our iniquities. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering. And how you were beaten and mared and spit upon, whooped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Father God, for your broken body. And we thank you, Father God, that with your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread and you broke it, and you said, take, eat, for this is my body which was broken for you. And so we take this right now in faith. It's in Jesus' name. Now, if you have your bread, we take this piece of bread right now. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen.
My Lord, my God, we thank you. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We
yes.
thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us. Your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems
yes,
us, and cleanses and washes
yes.
away all of our sins, all of our
thank
iniquities,
you.
All of our
yes,
transgressions, all of our trespasses.
Yes,
and your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. And
yes,
we take this cup, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We take this cup, Father God, in remembrance of you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving, and all that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
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 Go ahead, Pastor.
At this time, we have a song selection, and we'll be back for the message by Pastor Tyler.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes. Make me. create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father God. We put our trust in you. Well, it's preaching time. It's preaching time. We made it to the message part of the service. And the message part of the service will be given to y'all by Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, this is my beautiful wife. She's a very anointed woman of God. She's very, very loyal to God. She do what God tells her to do. So we thank her. And we thank God for using her in a mighty way. So y'all help me welcome Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Give God all praise and honor and glory. Stand to your feet. Clap your
hallelujah.
Hands. And just thank God for what he's doing right now, what he's about to do,
hallelujah.
And what he's already done in your life. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving you and keeping you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for making a way out of no way. Thank God
thank
for
you.
Healing you, keeping
thank
your
you,
children.
Lord.
Hallelujah. When you were on the road, God kept you. I don't know about you, but I'm excited
yes.
by the things of God, knowing that he is able, that he can do all things of him. Just
yes,
stand
Lord.
To your feet right where you are and just thank God. Say, thank you, Lord. If
thank
it had not been for the
thank
Lord
you.
On my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Give
thank
Lord all
Lord
praise
Jesus.
And honor and glory because he's more than worthy to be praised. Of. He's the one that gave you life and red heart. He's the one that's the
yes,
reason
Lord.
That we're here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know about you,
in
but he's worthy of standing and praising him right there, right where you are. Hallelujah. Pull over in your car and just thank God. Give a praise right now. Hallelujah. Let there be a praise break on today.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. We come to celebrate you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? We can celebrate man and woman, but can you
thank
give God all praise?
You.
Can we
thank
celebrate the God Most High right now? My Lord, my God. We thank you, hallelujah. If it had not been
yeah,
for you, Father
you.
God, on our side, where would we be? We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory right now, and all of our admiration. We come exalting your name right now, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Father, hearing and calling your name, oh God, we just want to say thank you. We rejoice, hallelujah, in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody.
Yes,
once
Lord.
Again, I get excited about the things of God. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Anything that you ask God for, ask him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for my husband, all the ministers on the roster and every member and visitor on today. God bless you. Again, y'all excuse my voice. I know y'all saying, okay, she says she barely can talk, in which we can hear that. Why is she hiding? I'm excited because I know God that give it to me
yes,
can
Lord.
Give it back greater. So I'm just excited. I'm going to use my voice into it at a whisper. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for what you did in the month of October. If you were able to be
hallelujah.
On the calls
thank
in the
you.
Month of October, you know God was doing a mighty thing in all of us. But we have to believe. Today, God, we want to thank you. Just give it all over to him right now. I'm excited. I may
yes,
get a little caught up in my words. Y'all forgive me in advance. But I'm
all
just
right.
excited
right.
because that was a task that God had me to do in the month of October. And I tell you, those that stood in agreement with me day in and day out, midnight after midnight, midday after midday, I mean we prayed. We bombarded heaven and God made a way for all of us. So much happened in the month of October. And we just thank God for it. At this time, Lord,
yes.
we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. Father God, I come to you right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come right now. Let thy will be done in me, O God. Oh, Lord, you go forward, Lord God, on our sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch every heart right now, Father God. Touch every mind to receive the message that will go forward, that will change your life for the better. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, wherever the enemy is causing the confusion right now, we command it to cease in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, yeah. Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. You all walk with me here. Walk with me. I'm going to take you on a little journey today, because we're going to help each other today. We're going to help each other. So I'm going to take you on a journey today. The message is in that place. God is telling us to stay in that place, live in that place, breathe in that place, pray in that place. And you're saying, where is that place? God said, in this place, I will meet you there. In this place, I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will set you free. I will make a way out of no way in that place. And you're saying, Pastor, where is that place? That place is the place of faith. That place is the place of believing and trusting God. So stay in that place. Live in that place. Breathe in that place. Pray in that place. And God said, I will meet you there. That's what miracles are. That's what miracles are worked out in that place. No other place, God said, I will meet you, but in that place of faith. Amen. The Bible says, we're going to find it in the book of James, you all. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. We'll start here, but I want you all to walk with me here. Walk with me, and I get a little excited, so my husband may tell me, Pastor, you know, slow down a little bit, and I'll slow down a little bit, because I do get excited in understanding the things of God and what God is calling us to do, because God wants to work miracles in your life. God wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. He wants to bless you, but he needs you to be in that place, and only in that place will God operate, and only with that place God will bring healing, and only with that place will God will bring breakthrough in your situation and circumstances and save you. But you got to be in that place. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, the Bible says, I'm greetings to the 12 tribes. This is James writing a letter. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7 says, but let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8 says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. What is the Bible saying to us pertaining to this message? Being in that place of faith. In verse 6, when we look at it, it says to ask in faith with no doubt. It means not only believing in the existence of God, but also believing in his loving care. It includes relying on God and expecting that he will hear and answer when we pray. We must put away our critical attitude when we come to God. God does not grant every thoughtless or selfish request. We must have confidence that God will align our desires with his purpose. Understanding, you all, God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to do it for you. But you got to be in that place. And a lot of times we get out of that place because things that are happening in our life will cause us to be out of place. Well, God cannot work miracles when you're operating in worry, when you're operating in fear, when you're operating in disbelief, when you're operating, hallelujah, in religion, when you're operating outside of that place of believing and trusting God and having faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm here to tell you to get in that place and stay in that place, live in that place, breathe in that place, pray in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Invite over to Talk to others in that place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. When we look in the and I want you to understand, when Jesus moved in the Bible, he always asked you if you believe, because he needed to make sure that you were in the place before he did any miracles.
Hallelujah.
You
have
to believe. When we look in John chapter 11, hallelujah. John chapter 11, you all. Verse 20 through 27. I said we're going on a journey. Just write it down. John chapter 11, verse 20, 27. The Bible says that now Martha, we know the story about Martha, Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters. The Bible said now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Verse 21 says, now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Verse 22 says, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Verse 23 says, Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Verse 24 says, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And notice this with Jesus. Yeah. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Verse 26 says, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So notice right here. Notice Jesus asked Martha first, did she believe before he rose Lazarus from the dead? Because she wanted her to be in that place of believing so that he can work out a miracle, so that he can rise her Lazarus again. But he asked her first. He just went into the tomb and said, Lazarus, come out. No, he asked her first, do you believe this? And she said yes. But then she's in that place. So now Jesus can work. He can work that miracle. What is dead? That's been dead for days. He can work that miracle in that place. But it's hard for us to stay in that place of faith. It's hard for us to stay in that place of believing and trusting God to do it. The Bible tells us in verse 27, she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Amen, amen, amen. And then we know the story. Mm-hmm. And he went out. And it raised Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Will you stay in that place where God can work miracles for you? But you got to be in that place. The message today is that stay in that place where God, hallelujah, can work miracles in your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm still going. We on this journey. I need you to get this. I need you to get this because
yes,
we get everything else. We get all our service, but we don't get Jesus. And when we get Jesus, we get change. We get opportunities. We get healed. We get delivered. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we're protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the message today is in that place. Stay in that place. Live in that place. Breathe in that place. Pray in that place right there. Say that believing and trusting God. No other place where God meets you and do miracles. The Bible says you are. We're going over to Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 and 31. I'm a witness, hallelujah, to what God can do when you're in that place of believing and trusting God with all faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You all, again, the chapter is Matthew 9, verse 27 through 31. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse my voice, you all. I'm gonna keep going until it go out. Hallelujah. The Bible says here, it talks about Jesus healing the blind, giving sight to the blind. The Bible says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Understand, I want you to see this again. Hallelujah. I want you to understand and notice her. He asked her first, do you believe her? Before he did anything, you got to believe before God can do anything. You got to be in the place. I'm telling you this because a lot of us have said, I'm not getting healed. I'm not delivered. I'm still fighting with these demons.
Hallelujah.
But you're out of place. You got to get in that place of trusting God, and you got to stay in that place, believing and having faith in the Most High that he can do all things himself. When we look back at the scripture, once he asked the men, do they believe that he can do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. So they were in the place where now Jesus can work miracles. The Bible said that he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. The Bible is telling us, according to your faith, let it be unto you. But you got to be in that place of faith so it can be unto you. I'm telling you today, the message is, if you're not in that place and you're expecting God to do get in a place where God can do it. If that place is a place of faith, believe it and trust it in God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Walk with me, Habiba. Walk with me, believers. Walk with me, oh, today. When we look in the book of Mark, hallelujah. When we look in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 17, you all, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a minute here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. I'm excited. See, that's the secret right there. The devil don't want you to know. You got to stay there. Hallelujah. Once you get there, you got to stay there. You can't just get there and leave. You got to get there and stay there all the days of your life. See, that's the trick of the devil. Yeah. Don't get there just one time when you do it. You got to stay there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Mark 9, verse 17 through 27, you all. Chapter 9, verse 17 through 27, and I might jump a little bit over here. When we're talking about the son, the man who brought his son to be delivered from having the seizures of spirits that was attacking his body, the different demons, the Bible said, then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has multiple, who has a mute spirit, and wherever he seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. Why they could not do it?
Yeah.
Because they was not in the place of faith to do it. They didn't have enough faith to do it, to cast it out. Then he answered, verse 19 says, and he answered him and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long should I bear with you? Bring him to me. Hallelujah. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? He said, from childhood. Verse 22. See, some of us have been dealing with some things since we were children. The Bible says in verse 22, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23 says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. See, Jesus didn't perform no miracle. He asked him, do you believe? Are you in that place of believing? Before he, I want y'all to keep noticing where I'm going here. Notice that he asked, before he did anything, before he delivered his son, the man's son, he asked him, do we believe? Because Jesus needed him to be in that place so he can work miracles. And that's the only way he will work a miracle, is if you believe. Hallelujah. So he asked him that, does he, do you believe? He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Verse 24 says, immediately, the man did what he said, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. So when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, dumb and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and even he became as one dead. So that many said, he is dead. Verse 27 said, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today, if you're not in that place, but you're expecting God to do it, you're expecting God to do it in the place, he's not going to show up. But if you get in that place of faith and belief, he will raise you up again. Oh, my Lord, he will deliver you from that situation, that thing that's been plaguing your mind, that thing that's been attacking your body. When you get in that place of faith and believe and trust in God to do it, then he will work up. Only if you believe him. The Bible tells us that, hallelujah, he cannot work up unless you have faith and you believe him to do it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you today, where are you standing? What place are you in? Are you in a place of frustration? Are you in a place of doubt and worry? Are you in a place of disbelief? Are you in a place of thinking God can't do it? My Lord, my God, I'm here to tell you to get in that place and stay in it. Hallelujah. Worship in it. Praise in it. Live in it. In the name of Jesus Christ, breathe in it. Hallelujah. And receive what Jesus has for you. Are you in that place today? Walk with me. I'm going to wrap up here real quick here. I need you to get this. If you don't get anything else, I need you to get this, because a lot of us not getting what God has for us because we're out of place. We're not in that place where God can work miracles, where God can save you, where God can turn it around for your good, because you're out of place. You allow fear to take you out that place. You allow sickness and worry to take you out that place. My Lord, my God, just get back in that place and decree and declare that I won't be moved. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to receive my blessing and understand and know that only in this place, that God will bless me, that God will heal me, that God will set me free and deliver me. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, you understand when you get out of that place. When we go over to Matthew 14, verse 28 and 32, we know the story. We know the story about Peter when he was walking on the water. He stepped out by faith. He stepped out by faith, you all. Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 and 32 tells us this, that he stepped out by faith. He asked Jesus to command him to come, and he told him to come. And he was walking. He was in a place of faith. He started out in a place of faith. But when he looked at his situation around him, he became in fear of what was going on around him. And when he got out of the place of believing and trusting God and having faith, hallelujah, in that that he believed in, first he began to allow that thing to take him under. When he entered into a place of fear, so now he's operating, he's living in fear. Now he's in that place of fear, and he began to sink by fear, which was meant to destroy him. May I be amen, amen. Do not allow your situation or circumstances to take you out of that place where God can work miracles in your life. We know the story of the disciples in Matthew 8 and 23, verse 27. We know the story there when they were on the boat and Jesus was asleep. And the water was raging, and they became afraid, and they ran out and said, Jesus, are you sleeping? Do you not see? We're about to die here, and you are sleeping. We're about to die. They had faith for a moment, but until the situation became again beyond their control of what they could do, they became afraid. They got in that place of believing and having faith and trusting, even though they had the Savior with them. I'm here to tell you, when you get out of that place, destruction comes. We know the Bible tell them that the enemy comes up to kill, steal, and destroy. When you get out of that place of trusting God and having faith and believing, the enemy's going to take you out. Hallelujah. He's going to take you under. He's going to destroy you. But when you're in that place where God can save you, he can keep you, he can protect you, you've got to be in that place, hallelujah, of faith and trusting God to do it and believe it, hallelujah. And don't let nothing take you out of that place. Stay in that place. In that place. Write it down in that place. Tell somebody about that place. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells it was a woman with an issue of blood in the Bible. And we hear that all the time. You know how prominent it is in our life today. It did not say she did anything, but she had faith and she did do something. She had faith. She put herself in the place of faith. She was in that place trusting. So when Jesus comes, she was already in the place of faith and believing and trusting, and all she had to do was reach out in that place and receive her healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because she was in that place, not because she just so happened to be there. Jesus was passing by. No, 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 no. You can be there and not trust and believe, because the Bible tells us that he couldn't do any many miracles. He couldn't heal many in his own time because they did not believe, because they were not in the place of believing who he is and all that he can do. So I'm here to tell you, you can be in the presence of the Lord and not be in the right place, because you don't trust and believe God to do it. So though you're in church, though the pastor is preaching, if you're not in that place of faith and believing and trusting God, you won't get your healing. You won't get delivered. You won't get set free. You can read the Bible all day long, but until you get in that place, God can't do nothing for you. But when you get in that place, he can do all things for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you today, get in that place so that you can receive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us waiting on
that.
Some of us waiting on our wives. Some of us waiting on promotions. Some of us are waiting on healing. Some of us are dealing with all kinds of stuff in our bodies and need to be delivered from all these spirits. But until you get in that place, I'm here to tell you today, if you step to the back, you're out of place. If you take an inch to the back, you're out of place. If you take an inch to the right or to the left or even to the front, you're out of place. God only can meet you in that place of faith,
hallelujah,
believing and trusting God. Don't move from it. I don't care how things look. I don't care what may happen. Don't let it take you out of that place, because in that place is where God is going to meet you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the And I pray that
thank
all
you.
Is in that place today. And I pray in Jesus' name that God would increase your faith. And when your faith is increased, it will take you over to that place of faith and trust in God and believe in God to do it. See, we get out of that place because we start having doubt. Now we're operating and living in the place of doubt. And when we're in that place, God can't do nothing for you. But if you just get back in that place of faith and believing and trusting God, my sisters and brothers, I'm here to tell you, God will make a miracle. You will not be able to understand. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard the things that God is going to do for you. But until you get in that place, and I'm going to tell you again, in that place, it's in the place of faith and believing and trusting God and God alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you. Stay in that place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. I'll let my husband go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We're going to open up the doors of the church. So anybody that's out there that have not made that decision to give your life over to Christ, let
yes,
today
Lord.
Be that day.
Yes, God.
Give your life over to Christ would be the best decision that you ever made in your life.
Yeah,
you make so
made.
Many decisions, let this be the best decision that you ever made
yes.
in your life. If there's anybody
yes,
that's looking for a church home, give
yes,
us the opportunity to be your pastor. We love
yes,
you,
yes.
and we're walking you in into the gospel public ministry.
Yes.
Anybody out there that needs prayer, let us pray
yes.
for you. No matter
yes,
what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance look like, let us pray
yes.
for you.
Let us pray.
Is there anybody else? Is there anybody out there that want to rededicate their lives over to God? Maybe you was going in the right direction, being led by the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit, you know, living a life that's upright and pleasing in the sight of God. And, you know, maybe you just slipped. Maybe something happened
mm-hmm.
in your life that caused you to, like my wife said, come out of that place. And you just want to get back in that place.
Yes,
let us
Lord.
Pray for you. Rededicate
yes,
your life. Is there
yes,
anyone, Lord. Anyone that's out there? Now is the time.
Amen. 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 You press one at this time. There's one. Press the number one. We'll be happy to welcome you in right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's one out there.
Yes.
We'll give you a minute to press one. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. There's one out there that needs prayer.
Yep.
We do have one.
Do we
one
have anyone?
Yes,
right.
we have one here. It's, welcome, welcome. And announce yourself.
Jamil.
Amen. God bless you.
Jamil.
Sister Henderson.
Well.
Stop this. I need a prayer.
Amen. We pray for
amen.
You.
Amen.
You're talking about walking in faith and giving your trust to God, and I need prayer because, like I said yesterday, that I need help with, like, my faith and stuff. I believe, and I know that I believe in God, and I know Jesus died on the cross for our sins. I just need to let go of that worry. I need to let go of the second thought. Hold on. I need to let go of any anxiety, any pressure I feel from anxiety, the feeling of not going back because I did something wrong.
Yes, amen. Pastor,
yes.
If you could pray, go ahead, Pastor. My
yes.
voice is pretty much gone here, so I'll let you go ahead.
Yes,
Pastor.
Father God, we thank you for this
yes,
opportunity.
Sir.
We come into agreement with Sister
yes.
Jamil right now. You know all about
yes.
it, and we thank you, Father God, that you allowed her, you know, to see you.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, that you
yes,
allowed
Lord.
Her, you know, to have courage to come to you.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said, Father God, to cast your cares on me, for I am the
yes.
one that cares for you. And right
yes.
now, by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, right now, Lord
yes.
Jesus, she is casting all her cares on you. And we thank
right
you, Father
now.
God, that right now at
yes,
this
Lord.
Time, that she will not be in that place of worry. She will not be in that place of fear. She will not be in that place of anxiety. She will not be in that place of thinking that that she's not sufficient enough, because she is sufficient enough because of you, Christ Jesus. You have already made her right. She don't need the certification. You have already justified her. It's just that she hasn't done anything. And we thank you, Father God, for giving her every single thing that she needs, which is your word. And Father God, we pray right now and trusting and believing in your word, Father God, that your word would dwell in her richly, that your word would be in her mouth, that your word would be in her mind, that your word would be in her heart. And when she opened up her mouth, then your word will come out and it will produce all of the fruit, all of the things that she needs, which is a sound mind, wholeness in body. It will produce forgiveness. It will produce a faithful mind and a faithful heart. It will produce love. It will produce holiness. It will produce sanctification. It will produce prosperity in each and every area of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. It will produce self-control. It will produce temperance in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us this opportunity to come to you right now. And we receive it right now in faith. It's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer. And all that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
Stay in that place of trusting God. Amen, amen. Stay in that place of trusting God. And when you find yourself in that place where you come a little bit weak and you come a little bit worried about yourself, open up your Bible and put your eyes on the word of God. Because, see, the word of God will cause you to come out of that place. It'll come out of that place of anxiety. So anxiety is just external things. It's just things that you're thinking about that get on the inside of you that cause you to feel a certain type of way. But when you put your eyes on the word of God, see, the word of God takes away all of the anxiety, all of the oppression and the depression that try to, that's externalized to come inside of your life. God bless you. We love you. We thank you for coming and let us pray for you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Stay with us here. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we'll be taking our tithes and offering. At this time, send those over to Pastor Chantel, and that's at Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or at the Facebook Messenger. They have a app there that you can send through Tawani Kamani. Amen. Pastor Chantel at Cash App, P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S. H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as we are paying our tithes, oh God, according to your word, Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given to us as a title. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy for us, and we thank you for Lord. No, he will not be able to come near us, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us, our family members, our loved ones, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that our families be blessed, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds be blessed. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us with the seven blessings of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, call all the nations to call us blessed because you have blessed us, because we are tithers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements from our very own Sister Karen Dillard.
Amen. Good afternoon. everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The announcement for today, Sunday, October 11, 2020. Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer, and we'll be fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. You can call, the number is 732-434-2510. And Tuesday, we'll have scheduled one-on-one counseling prayer, so you may contact Pastor Chantier at 346-719-3349, and you all can schedule a time. On Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m., and the number that you'll call is 732-434-2510. Then on Thursday, we have at 8 o'clock the Preacher and the Pastor Show, and you can call at 2845-277-9213. And we have Sunday service every Sunday at 2 p.m. The number you'll call is 845-277-9213. Minister training will start. Minister training starts Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. on Saturday. What's Tuesday and Saturday? And every third Sunday, we go out to feed the homeless. If you want to contribute or help or come out and help us, you can call Pastor Santel at
3349.
And of course,
3349.
That's what I said, didn't I? Okay. That's the number you can call if you want to come out or give a donation to help us to feed the homeless. Amen. Y'all have a great day.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for the announcement. God bless you. We thank you all. I just want to get a little clarity on the phone number again. It's 346-719-3349. So just to make sure you all heard it and have it. Excuse my voice. Thank you, Mother, for that information. You all, God bless you all. This time, Pastor Manny.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Chantel, for why. Thank you for the message that went forth. We know that the Holy Spirit took over and was able to use your voice. And we thank you. You know, may God pour back into you all that left your body. May your voice be strengthened in the name of Jesus. And I hope every single one, you know, was blessed, because I really, you know, have been blessed. You know, this is that day for us, you know, to remember what Jesus Christ has done. And we thank you, Father God. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. Every good work, working in you, that which is well and pleasing in thy sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you all.
God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We love you. We bless you with the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others.
Hallelujah.
We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended, and we bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in your work, and it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, you all pray for us. We are praying for you. We're trusting God for you. We're going to stay in that place, and we're not going to come out, hallelujah, to the day we go home. We're going to stay there till God call us home, saying, son and my daughter, no, dad. We thank God for you. God bless you. We love you. Remember that. And God loves you more.
That's right.
I love you. I love you too.
Hey, love you too.
You all enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you.
Or your evening.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get